If I stay gone much longer, I might really go insane. 'Cause no matter where I go, well, I'll just be missing you in a Texas kind of way. And I keep seeing you in Houston, down at Matagorda Bay, up on 6th Street in Austin, at the rodeo in Santa Fe. Might as well just lock me up in Huntsville, if your memory's here to stay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, folks. That is Cody Johnson, the great track there. Texas kind of way, getting things going for us here this morning on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith. It's a pleasure to be here with you. Got a great show lined up for you this morning. We're going to visit with a state senator. That's right, Jeff Wentworth out of San Antonio, as he's proposing some legislation that could potentially change things up for CHL holders on college campuses across Texas. And just to give you an idea of who Senator Wentworth is, if you're familiar with the Castle Laws, which allow Texans to protect themselves against intruders or assailants in their office, in their car, and most importantly, in their home by any means necessary, and that includes deadly force. So Senator Wentworth obviously has our best interests at heart, so we're looking forward to talking with him about his current legislation that he will try to get passed in the 2011 session. Ducks Unlimited media relations biologist Mike Checkett will also stop by. You might recognize Mike from the very popular DU TV series that airs on the Outdoor Channel. And I'm not going to tell you who our last guest is going to be this morning, but I will tell you this. He is a member of the National Bow Hunting Hall of Fame. Maybe you can figure it out based on previous guests. Maybe not. You'll just have to stick around to find out. And to the usual orders of business this morning, just in case we have any first-time listeners, if you ever miss a show, be sure to check out the website, www.texasoutdoorsmedia.com. Every show is saved in its entirety right there as a podcast for your convenience. And a reminder to keep sending me your best outdoor photos, as we are selecting the April photo of the month this weekend. We'll let you know who the winner is next week. And each monthly winner gets a year subscription to the fabulous publication Lone Star Outdoor News. In addition to that, they get their photo displayed right there on my homepage. And they're also entered into our grand prize contest, where we'll be giving away a trophy whitetail or boar hunt at the end of the year. So keep sending me your outdoor photos. Email them to me at cablewaco@yahoo.com. Well, without further ado, I say we go ahead and read our excerpt from the book Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys, written by our Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Wardens. We read an excerpt every week for two reasons, really. One, because we think our Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Wardens are doing a great job. They wrote this book for Lone Star Outdoor News. And number two, it's funny to see just how stupid some of our criminals are. This excerpt is titled, Making a Splash with the Warden. Mitchell County Game Warden Randy Bullard was patrolling Lake Colorado City when he observed a man on a personal watercraft violating the 50-foot rule by trying to splash people on the shore. The man was taken to the state park boat ramp where he failed all standardized field sobriety tests. He was arrested for boating while intoxicated and taken to jail. All I can say is, congratulations, you're an idiot. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with State Senator Jeff Wentworth. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Well, I love turkey calls, overalls, Wrangler jeans, smoke nothing but Marmorettes. Tattoos up and down my arms and deer heads over my bed. My granddaddy fought in World War II and my daddy went to Vietnam. And I ain't scared to grab my gun.
The Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo is coming to the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center in Grapevine, May 28th through 30th. And everything outdoors will be there. Outdoor gear for ducks, whitetail, turkey, fishing, and more. Seminars from outdoor experts, wildlife art exhibits, retriever demonstrations, and much more. Free parking available. Be there May 28th through 30th at the Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center for the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo, sponsored by Heavy Shot and Ford Trucks. To learn more, visit expo.ducks.org.
Cable Smith here to tell every outdoorsman about Munster Natural Dog Foods. Munster Natural Dog Food is made up of a 5-grain balance of carbohydrates instead of just being made from 1 or 2 grains like other dog foods. Munster includes the necessary antioxidants and omega-3 and 6 fatty acids essential for your hunting buddy's health. Munster also has a full lineup of top-notch horse, fish, and deer feeds. So to locate a retailer near you, visit www.munstermilling.com. For my lab maverick, I choose the Texas tradition that's tried and true. Munster Natural Dog Foods.
We all know that outdoorsmen are rough on their gear, rough on their dogs, and rough on themselves. So whether you fall out of a deer stand or wreck your face in an ATV accident, let Dr. Connie Smith fix your broken teeth. Dr. Smith has been practicing in Dallas for over 20 years and is conveniently located at the intersection of Preston and Forest. Experience state-of-the-art dentistry delivered by a gentle and highly skilled dentist and staff and a warm, caring atmosphere. Dr. Connie J. Smith uses state-of-the-art dental techniques to help you achieve the beautiful smile of your dreams. Call 972-239-7551. That's 972-239-7551.
Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at ANC Gun Safes. ANC is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. ANC Gun Safe specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com. All right, guys and gals, spring turkey is finally here, and if you're like me, you're looking for a great way to show off that trophy gobbler. With a full line of turkey fan mounting kits, Texas European Mounts has you covered. From their traditional oak plaques to a truly Texan mesquite plaque, there's something for everyone. So whether you're a hobbyist or a full-time taxidermist, Texas European Mounts has what you need. Check them out at www.texaseuropeanmounts.com or give them a call at 940-631-4334. That's www.texaseuropeanmounts.com.
Living on Tulsa time. Living on Tulsa time. Well, you know I've been through it when I set my watch back to it. Living on Tulsa time.
Good morning, Texas. Cable Smith welcoming you back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Great new stuff there from Jason Boland and the Stragglers. Tulsa Time is the name of that cover. It's on their latest album, High in the Rockies. Be sure to check that out. Couple orders of business here before I introduce my first guest this morning. For anyone that doesn't know, the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo is coming to the North Texas area this May 28th through the 30th. And just to set the record straight, this is not a waterfowl event. Yes, it is brought to you by Ducks Unlimited, but it is a sporting expo. There's something for everybody, whether your passion is waterfowling, deer hunting, turkey hunting, whatever. There is something for you at the Sporting Expo. It's at the Gaylord Texan, April 28th through 30th. I'm actually proud to announce that Ducks Unlimited has asked me to MC the event, and of course, I accepted that honor, and I look forward to seeing all of y'all out there. Some of your favorite range artists will also be in attendance. I know Roger Krager is going to be playing a set, as well as Reckless Kelly will be playing at the Duck Jam that Friday night, May 28th. So it's truly going to be a weekend to remember. And a reminder that DU's own Mike Checkett will be on the show this morning. He's their media relations biologist. And you might recognize him from their highly popular TV series, DU TV, which airs on the Outdoor Channel. So I'm looking forward to visiting with Mike. Moving right along here this morning, something that I take very seriously is our Second Amendment right as Americans to keep and bear arms. And when people try to tread on that, or people try to prevent us from enjoying that liberty, I consider it my job as a member of the media and a spokesperson for outdoorsmen and women to keep you updated and informed on what's going on with your Second Amendment rights. And that is why I've chosen to have our next guest be a part of the show this morning, and that is Texas Senator Jeff Wentworth of San Antonio. Senator Wentworth will be pushing for a new bill to be passed in the 2011 legislative session here in the state of Texas. And that legislation that we will be discussing would allow CHL holders to carry their weapon into the college classroom. Senator Wentworth, thanks for joining the show this morning.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
I guess it's been about a year or so since we last visited. How has life been treating you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. I live in the greatest state in the Union, and what I consider to be the greatest city in the state. So I'm doing okay.
I don't know if Mike Bastick would agree with you there, but you know, every city in the Lone Star State is great, in my opinion. Did you get to go on any cool hunting trips this past fall? I'm sure that the good senator gets lots of invitations.
I did make a couple of hunting trips, but I didn't shoot anything this year. I just, on one instance, it was because I didn't see anything. And on the other, I saw stuff, but I just didn't shoot.
Yeah, sometimes it just works out that way, you know. Well, were you deer hunting or what?
Deer hunting and hog hunting, right.
Right on. Now, if you could only pick one, Senator Wentworth, what would you say is your most memorable hunting experience?
Well, I guess it's one where I was whitetail deer hunting in Kerr County, about a half-hour drive outside of Kerrville, and they sat me in a deer blind pretty close to a deer feeder around 4 o'clock and said the deer feeder ought to go off about 6. So I sat there for the better part of 2 hours, and about 5 or 10 minutes till 6, a kind of small whitetail buck walks up to the deer feeder, kind of looks up at the deer feeder like he's checking his watch, you know, it's going off a little late today. Anyway, it goes off in a few minutes, and he starts eating the corn, but he's pretty small, so I decide I'm not going to shoot him. But after I've sat there and watched him eat corn for 1 hour and no other deer joined him, I got worried that this might be the only deer I would see on this trip, so I did shoot him. I clambered out of my blind to make sure he was dead, and he was. I got back in my blind, and I wasn't trying to be quiet because I'd already shot my buck. Got back in my blind, and within about 3 minutes, this big Audad sheep comes out of the brush into the clearing. Sort of like, did I hear a gunshot over here? Is there something I should be checking out over here? And he's standing very still. Sort of like his daddy told him, now son, if you'll stand very still, you're invisible and nobody can see you and shoot you. So stand very still. So he stood there like a statue. And I thought, well, I'll take a couple of photographs of him. So I took a couple of photographs of him, and I was pretty certain when he heard the click of the camera, he'd run away, but he didn't. So I shot him, and I have him on my wall here in my San Antonio district office. He's just a gorgeous mount. I was told later by the rancher that it was the largest Audad he'd seen on his place, dead or alive.
Wow. And was this just a free range Audad?
Well, as it turns out, the place I was hunting on, the Amy Real Ranch, is not really an exotic game ranch, but when, as you know, when the floods come and the fences go down, there are exotic game ranches up in Kerr County where these exotics get out and they wander onto other ranches, and that's how this one apparently got on his place.
Well, Senator, that's a pretty cool story about being in the right place at the right time.
It's a true story. I'd rather tell you that I tracked him for 3 days in the mountains of Colorado, but that wouldn't be the truth.
Well, I haven't gotten an Audad yet, but that is quite a tale, and congratulations on your trophy.
Yeah, really.
All right, Senator, let's shift gears here for a second and talk about the main reason why I wanted to have you on this morning. The bill you sponsored in 2009 regarding CHL holders being allowed to carry on college campuses, the legislation was not passed due to some stalling techniques enacted by the Democrats. Do you plan on trying to get similar legislation passed in the upcoming 2011 session?
I do, but let me, if I may, slightly correct your first analysis. Number one, and most people don't know this, it is already legal today if you're a concealed carry licensee to go onto a college campus. It's legal. What's not legal is to go into a residence hall or a classroom building. But you can walk legally, if you're licensed, armed onto a college campus.
Right.
You can't go in a residence hall or classroom building. That's where, though, these massacres take place. They take place in the classrooms. Why I believe we ought to at least allow those people that are licensees. And in Texas, a lot of people fail to realize, fortunately, the Senate did understand it and passed the bill. So the bill cleared the Texas Senate. It died in the House of Representatives. I think we had the votes to pass it in the House, except for the delaying tactics at the end of the session over voter identification, which killed a lot of bills, not just this one, but many other bills as well. We're planning on introducing it again, and hopefully we'll have success in both houses and not just the Senate next year.
Well, do you plan on making any modifications to the legislation, or will it be exactly the same?
I think the safe thing to do, experience has shown that if you can get it past one session, if you can go back to the same body, whether it's the House of Representatives or the Senate, and say, members, this is exactly the same bill we passed 2 years ago or 4 years ago, whenever you passed it makes it a lot easier. We've already been through hearings in the committee. We've already had the debate on second and third reading on the Senate floor. And my idea is to take that exact identical bill and introduce it for consideration in the 2011 session.
Well, I misspoke earlier. I guess a lot of people, myself included, didn't realize that you could take a concealed carry weapon onto a college campus. You just couldn't take it into the college classroom or dormitory. But what's important to realize is that the classroom is the place that students are the most vulnerable.
Right, exactly. The people that are the bad guys don't pay any attention to the law. The people that are good guys do pay attention to the law, and if it says you can't bring weapons in the classroom, they won't bring weapons in the classroom. And as you say, that leaves them vulnerable and defenseless. The other thing that a lot of people, I don't believe, fully understood at the beginning of the debate on this bill was one of the arguments, pardon me, in opposition to it was that, what do you mean, arming all these college kids? Well, no, the Texas law requires that you be at least 21 years of age to be a concealed licensee. So we're not talking about freshmen or sophomores or juniors. We're talking about senior students and graduate students and faculty members. Department of Public Safety indicates that the lowest percentage by age group that has a concealed carry license, young, like 21 to 25 year olds. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about very few people actually carrying concealed weapons. But what you allow is the doubt, the suspicion, the concern, and hopefully even the fear in the mind of one of these wackos that, you know, the classroom I go in might just have one or two of these people that are armed and can defend themselves. And that's why I think it's such an important bill.
Well, all we can hope for is that it doesn't take something like what happened at Virginia Tech before the opposition opens their eyes here in Texas and passes this legislation.
And that, Cable, is exactly what motivated me to introduce this legislation. I didn't want to wake up some morning and see on the front page of my newspaper that a similar instance had occurred in Texas when I had the ability to at least try to address it by introducing legislation.
In 2009, Texas had the opportunity to lead by example and become the first state to allow concealed carry licensees to carry their weapons into college classrooms. Unfortunately, that didn't work out for us. Do you know how many other states have since passed similar legislation? I know I was reading last week that Kansas recently passed a similar bill into law.
My recollection, and I haven't looked at that file lately, but my recollection is that Utah, Colorado, and West Virginia all have various legislation that to one extent or another allows it.
Not nearly enough.
And I had not heard about Kansas, so that's good news.
And you know, Senator, one thing that is very obvious to me is that the number of shooting sprees on college campuses and basically everywhere across our country is only increasing, and it's a constitutional right to be allowed to protect yourself.
That's why I introduced the Castle Doctrine bill several sessions ago as well.
Oh yeah, and that's one of the most important bills that has been passed in the state of Texas in recent memory.
You know, the irony of that is that wasn't really my idea on my own. It came as the result of my reading in the newspaper that Jeb Bush, when he was governor of Florida, was signing a bill allowing Floridians to defend themselves in their homes against aggressors. And I read that and was just astonished because I thought, isn't that silly that they're just now getting around to doing that in Florida when we Texans have always had that right? And then I thought, well, you know, I think that's true. I better double check and make sure that my belief is accurate. And I checked and found out that I was wrong. We had that right for many, many decades, and then about 15 or 20 years through both judicial opinions and acts of the legislature, we altered that and said, no, you really need to retreat if that's possible. You don't have a right to stand and defend yourself with deadly force. You must act as a reasonable person would act. So that means, I guess, under the law that existed back then, that if I were sitting in my family room watching the TV news at 10 o'clock at night and somebody broke in my front door with a crowbar, I'd have to ascertain whether they were armed, Well, is it a knife? No, it's a gun. I wonder, is the gun loaded? I mean, you'd have to go through this mental process before you could, under the law that existed then, defend yourself. And I said, that's preposterous.
Of course it is. That's ridiculous.
If you're peaceably in your house or your office or in your motor vehicle and somebody is attacking you illegally, you should be able to defend yourself with whatever force you deem necessary at the time, including deadly force, without being sued and without being tried criminally. So that's why I introduced the Castle Doctrine bill, got it passed by both houses overwhelmingly, and it was actually the first bill that Governor Perry signed that session.
It is absolutely unfathomable that we had legislation that prevented someone from protecting themselves and their family in their own home.
That's right. I couldn't agree more.
A couple more things before I let you go, Senator. 2 weeks ago, Arizona became the third state to pass a law allowing citizens who have legally purchased handguns to be able to carry them without a concealed permit license. Would you like to see something similar passed in the Lone Star State?
I'd have to think about that some. The thing I like about the concealed carry law is that you have to have training, and you have to. And matter of fact, I'm not a concealed carry licensee right now, but I'm signed up to take the course next month. And I think it would probably be better for people to have some familiarity with the law and some training on how to handle that firearm before they can just go down and buy one and carry it.
As someone who has taken the CHL course, I do agree with you. That training is very important.
Well, I'll have to think about that, though. I haven't made up my mind.
Anything else you'd like to tell the Texas outdoorsman or sportsman before I let you go this morning, Senator Wentworth?
Other than that, I hope Texas A&M has a better football season this fall.
Well, you know I'm a Baylor Bear, so I'm not going to agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Well, you've got a good new president in Ken Starr.
Yes, sir. And as long as Robert Griffin stays healthy, I think we'll be all right next season.
There you go.
Well, Senator Wentworth, I appreciate the time this morning.
Okay, Cable.
Take care of yourself and enjoy your CHL class.
You bet. Thanks for the call.
We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll visit with Ducks Unlimited media relations biologist Mike Checkett. You might recognize him from DUTV. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Well, I've always worn cowboy boots.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smoke and Tex. Smoke and Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokeandtex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokeandtex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my buddy Steve Pebley over at Cooper Lake Guide Service. Fabulous state parks and lodging combined with almost no fishing pressure or boat traffic has caused Cooper Lake to become one of the best hybrid and white bass destinations in Texas. With over a decade of experience on Cooper, Steve knows the lake like the back of his hand. So to learn lake info, see videos and pictures, and learn Steve's best hotspots and waypoints, go to www.cooperlakeguide.net. Or to book a one-of-a-kind fishing trip with my buddy Steve Pebley, call 214-240-0801. That's 214-240-0801.
Hi, this is professional bass angler Kelly Jordan, and if I'm not on the lake or in the deer stand, there's a good chance I'll be listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Howdy, 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 and good morning to you. Cable Smith welcoming you back to the presentation, and we are hard up for time this morning as we've got lots of stuff to talk about. So let me go ahead and introduce my next guest. A familiar face from Ducks Unlimited, their media relations biologist, Mike Checkett. You might recognize him from their very popular TV series, DUTV, which airs on the Outdoor Channel. Mike, thanks for joining the show this morning.
Great to be here, Cable.
Big things are going on at Ducks Unlimited right now, but before we talk about that stuff, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell me about your background as a waterfowl biologist leading up to your current position at DU.
Well, you know, I've was one of those guys that loved duck hunting and loved it so much as a youngster that I thought, man, I got to figure out a way to be able to make a career at this. So I got into wildlife management while I was in college, got my bachelor's and master's degree at the University of Missouri. I was fortunate to work for a couple of the great state agencies in this country, the Missouri Department of Conservation and as a research biologist, and then Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, where I was the chief waterfowl biologist there. And then almost 7 years ago, our chief biologist, or former chief biologist, Bruce Batt, talked me into coming over and working for the Ducks in Memphis, and it's been a great decision for me.
I would say that it was a great choice, considering all the cool stuff that you get to do that is involved with your job. There are multiple reasons why I wanted to visit with you this morning, but the main reason is to discuss the Ducks Unlimited Sporting Expo, which is coming to the North Texas area this spring. It takes place this May 28th through the 30th at the Gaylord Texan in Grapevine. Mike, tell us about this one-of-a-kind event that's going to be right here in our backyard from famous outdoorsmen who will be in attendance to activities and programming that will all be part of the festivities.
Okay, but we really are excited about this. You know, this is our 73rd Ducks Unlimited convention, but it's going to be our first sporting expo. And when we knew we were coming to Dallas, the Grapevine, Texas area, we knew that was going to be the perfect venue to try to do something new and different. This is going to become, you know, an annual event for us around the country as we go, you know, move the convention around the country. But Dallas, the perfect venue, Texas, just filled with sportsmen and outdoorsmen. And the expo is going to be something else. Hundreds of vendors, all kinds of personalities coming in. Nick and Travis T-Bone Turner from The Bone Collector, Rick and Julie Kreuter from Beyond the Hunt, the Duck Commander and his sons, Jason, Willie, Kelly Gotch, a good friend of mine from Step Outside, a diehard female duck hunter and hunter, and Jim Zumbo. And, of course, there's going to be a bunch of special appearances as well from some amazing artists like Scott Storm, Jim Killen, Ronnie Wells, some great dog training guys out there, Tom Dockin, J. Paul Jackson, of course, our own Mike Stewart, who trains Drake and Deke, the DU mascots, and some other great hunting personalities like Jim Ronquist.
Mike, let me interrupt you for just a second, because we did have Jim Ronquist on the show last week, and that was an absolute riot. We had a great time visiting with Jimbo. And by the way, if you missed that interview with Jim, be sure to check it out on my homepage at www.texasoutdoorsmedia.com. And you mentioned Scott Storm, and he will be a guest on the show next week, so we're looking forward to that as well.
That's right. Scott's a great guy, federal duck stamp winner, BU Artist of the Year, numerous other state and conservation stamps, and you're one of my favorites out there when you look at pictures of painted ducks.
And one thing that we want to make very clear, Mike, is that this is not just for waterfowlers. There is something for every outdoorsman at the DU Sporting Expo.
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, we're calling it a sporting expo. It's going to have a little bit of everything from the deer hunters, elk hunters, turkey hunters, you name it. If you like to get out there, it's going to be there. A lot of great hands-on events as well. Well, there's going to be a duck calling contest, of course, but can't have a big expo like that from DU without a calling competition. But a bunch of hands-on things that are going to happen. 3D archery range. There's going to be a laser sporting clays range, which is going to be pretty cool. There's going to be a climbing wall. There's fishing tanks for the kids. They'll be able to get in there and catch some trout. Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation's got their trophy tour, so there's going to be some huge monster elk mounts at the expo. A bunch of hunting seminars from a lot of those folks that I mentioned earlier, so you can learn a little bit from some of the top folks out there about your favorite hunting. And, of course, just all kinds of gear for ducks, whitetails, turkeys, and more, and food and drink, you name it, it's going to be there.
Well, you know, much to my wife's dismay, I just don't think I can ever have enough gear.
Well, you know, that is one thing us hunters tend to, we have to be out in the woods and not have that one thing you needed. So it's, and particularly duck hunting, it's a gear-intensive sport. But, you know, it can be as simple as a duck call leaning against a tree in flooded timber, but or it can be thousands of dollars worth of boats, trailers, decoys, gear, clothing, you name it.
I hear that. Mike, you have one of the coolest jobs out there, and a lot of us live vicariously through you and your travels on DU TV. One of the best parts of your job has got to be co-hosting the TV show, which airs on the Outdoor Channel Thursdays at 10 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. and Sundays at 6:30 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Time. Y'all now have two seasons under your belt. What's the coolest part about your involvement with DU TV?
Well, you know, probably the neatest thing is to meet the people that we get to meet out there. When I start developing the show locations that we're going to travel to, you know, whether I'm going to be on a location or in front of the camera or behind the camera, I'm talking to some of the most diehard DU members and duck hunters that are out there, and get to talk with them, see their hunting style and their setup and their passion for the sport. And then, of course, getting to go to some of these places that you may never get to go, like, you know, Great Slave Lake up in Northwest Territories. Not many people have gotten to hunt in a blind that you have to fly a helicopter to.
Yeah.
But I've had fortune to hunt, you know, Texas Gulf Coast, Louisiana, up and down the Mississippi and Central Flyways, three prairie provinces in Canada. And I'm very fortunate in that aspect. And we work hard to try to hopefully entertain folks, but also provide them a little bit about what Ducks Unlimited is about.
Tell me a little bit more about this Slave Lake that you mentioned.
Great Slave Lake, yes, in the Northwest Territories. Up north of Yellowknife is where we had the last piece of civilization that we hit. We flew into Yellowknife. A lot of people might be familiar with Yellowknife from the Ice Road Truckers show that's been fairly popular in recent years. But flew into there and then took a helicopter and plane flight out into the lake and remote camp. And we're hunting on one of the most pristine areas I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
Not another human in quite a ways.
You know, I consider myself a people person, but sometimes it's just nice to get away from everyone.
That it is. You know, I got into the wildlife field because I wanted to get out there and get your hands dirty. And sometimes as you move up, you get farther away from the resource. But certainly DUTV has been one of those things that's allowed me to still be out in the field and enjoy some of that.
That's what it's all about, my friend. We got to take a quick break, Mike, but I still have a lot of questions for you, so y'all don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more of Ducks Unlimited's Mike Checkit. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
I'm just a blue jean, red wing kind of guy, getting better and barely getting by. Just a good old boy, don't know why she hangs around with me. I don't have much that I can get.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Largemouth bass fishing on Lake Fork is a Texas tradition, and Tim Walker of Tim Walker's Guide Service has been guiding on Lake Fork for over a decade. He can put you on a trophy largemouth or a full stringer of crappie. He also offers night trips on Fork and summertime stripers and hybrids in Lake Tewaukin. Stop by his Lake Fork bait shop located at 5190 North FM 17 and say hello, or check out the website at timwalkersguideservice.com. For the fishing trip you won't soon forget, give Tim a call at 817-999-7876.
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com, or call 940-391-3669 today.
If you enjoy fishing, then you've got to go fishing on Lake Texoma with Brian Pritchard at Stripers, Inc. Brian has a lifetime of experience fishing Texoma and takes the utmost pride in providing the highest quality care for his customers to ensure an experience they'll never forget by becoming a friend rather than just a fishing guide. You are guaranteed to catch fish with Brian, or your trip will be free. Check out his website at www.stripersinc.com or give him a call at 903-815-1609 to set up your next fishing trip.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
Ever want to ditch that Texas summer heat and go on the trip of a lifetime? Rogue Excursions is currently trying to fill limited spots for the 2010 summer season. Sportsmen can see Alaska firsthand, take advantage of the plentiful fisheries and breathtaking views, hook up with all five Pacific salmon species, battle giant halibut and lingcod, and other native species. Located in beautiful Sitka, our operation is designed to be the trip of a lifetime. Visit us at www.rogueexcursions.com or call Captain Cameron Clifton personally at 817-994-2254 and ask for the range specials.
Everybody seems to have a remedy, but there ain't no remedy that's ever gonna cure me. Take it while it comes, cause it don't last long. Hesitate and the moment's gone. Run in the rain and howl at the moon. Falling on.
One of your favorite range artists there, Corey Morrow, bringing us back from break here this morning on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. I'm Cable Smith. And we've still got a lot to get into this morning, as Ducks Unlimited's Mike Checkett was nice enough to stay on the line through the break. And Mike, I'm going to throw you a curveball as we pick it back up here this morning. You've been fortunate enough to hunt with some of the finest waterfowlers on God's green earth. And what I want to know is, who is the best duck caller you've ever hunted with?
Now you're trying to put me on the spot.
Oh, I got
to
do it.
You know, I'd have to say... It's a tie between John Stevens and Jim Ronquist. Those guys can blow a duck call, and John's really good at blowing a spec call. And I've had the fortune to hunt with them on several occasions. I've got a camp myself in the Stuttgart area, and as I mentioned, I spent quite a bit of time as a state waterfowl biologist there, and I've known those two for quite a while and watched the business grow and watched them win championships. And besides great duck callers, they're really good for duck calling and waterfowl hunting and conservation. So good guys, and probably the best I've hunted with.
Mike, what was your first waterfowl gun, And do you remember specifically the first duck that you ever killed?
My first waterfowl gun was a Sears 12-gauge automatic or semi-automatic with a poly choke, and I think it was a Ted Williams model, believe it or not. And the first duck I shot was a greenwing teal, and I actually mounted that duck, and it's hanging in the duck club to this day. It doesn't look very good, but it's there. Right now, I'm an 870 guy, and that's what I graduated to after that Sears auto. But love the Remington pump gun.
Yep, the 870 Express. That's what I currently shoot. Had it about 6 years and have completely beat the crap out of it. It's not going to win any beauty contest, but when I pull the trigger, it goes boom, and I guess that's all you can ask out of a shotgun.
Absolutely.
Once again, we are visiting with Ducks Unlimited media relations biologist Mike Checkett on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Mike, I was looking over your latest blog entry, which you can get to by going to the DU website, www.ducks.org. The ducks have begun arriving back north, which you cover in great detail on your blog. How is duck production looking so far this spring, and how do you see that affecting those of us in the central flyway?
Well, you know, every year spring conditions are so broad that it's almost a guarantee you're going to have some areas that are going to be really dry and some that are going to be really wet and a whole bunch in between there. And that's why birds like ducks, you know, took advantage of those wings and are able to seek out those good habitats up north on their way up and to find somewhere to breed. So we've got pretty much a real broad array. The U.S. side of the prairies is super wet. Lots of snow and rain this winter and are looking really, really good, particularly in both Dakotas, all the way down to the Nebraska Rainwater Basin and Platte River area. And even pushing into both Wyoming and Montana, which had been fairly dry up until this past year. So I think we're going to see a lot of really good production out of the U.S. That means good things for Texas hunters because there's a good number of greenwing teal and gadwall and blue-wing teal that come out of those regions, and mallards and pintails, of course. And then as you move north, it's drying out a little bit. Southern Saskatchewan's in fair condition. They're getting a little bit more rain this week, actually, and things are getting a little bit better up there, and then it dries out as it goes west towards Alberta, and Alberta's in a bit of a drought right now, and so we won't see a lot of production out of there, and that's an important pintail area, particularly for birds that winter in Texas. So all in all, it should be pretty good. You know, it's still way early. We haven't seen the Maypond. You know, they're getting ready to fly the Maypond and breeding pair counts, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will, and we'll get those numbers usually the first week of July, and that'll give us a strong indication of what our season length and hunting opportunity will be next year. But it's looking pretty good right now.
Mike, I've actually got your blog pulled up right now, and there's a picture of you surveying a gadwall nest. Tell me what's going on there, where you are, what you're doing, and also talk about some of the ongoing projects that DU is involved in regarding improving nesting habitat.
Sure. Every day we're out there doing a variety of different restoration and protection conservation work across the breeding grounds, whether it's working with landowners to put their habitat in conservation easements or in last cases, we're actually purchasing land and protecting it in perpetuity and either maintaining it or selling it to a conservation buyer or donating it to a state area or federal area. That particular picture was from a trip I made up with some of our biologists in North Dakota. Every bit of work that Ducks Unlimited does is science-based, and we're out there conducting that science from the basic understanding of nesting ecology on up to, you know, continental habitat use. And in that picture case, we were doing nest searches up in the Missouri Coteau of North Dakota, finding nests and marking those so that we could look at nest success. And then they were actually putting some transmitters on ducklings when they hatched and following them around looking at survival of those ducklings to give us a better idea of how the habitat impacts recruitment and survival of these birds. And We have some amazing staff, you know, really the best waterfowl biologists, both in the U.S. and Canada. And they lead that that science work, which directs our conservation work. And our other biologists are in the field, and agronomists, and working with the landowners to help them create habitat and protect habitat for waterfowl, whether it's on the breeding grounds, mid-latitude migration states, or all the way down into the Gulf Coast of Texas, Louisiana.
And Mike, one thing you mentioned that really sticks out in my mind is when you were talking about working with landowners through easements and also purchasing land. It's important for outdoorsmen and conservationists, anyone that enjoys hunting or fishing, it's important to realize that once the land is gone, it ain't ever coming back. And unless you're in Abu Dhabi, you know the one thing they're not making more of these days? Land. So if you're going to support a conservation-minded nonprofit organization, let me tell you, there is not a better one out there than Ducks Unlimited.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. We work very hard to make sure that we're the tops in efficiency of our use of volunteer and partner raised dollars. And you know, if it wasn't for our members out there and our volunteers raising that money, you know, we couldn't get that work done. And we recognize the hard work they do out there, and we make sure as DU staff to utilize that in the most efficient way possible. And as I mentioned, that science directs us to where we is best to do the work, and then we work hard to make sure we utilize those dollars in the appropriate way.
Mike, just a couple more questions before I let you head out of here this morning. What single piece of technology would you say has changed the waterfowl industry more than anything else over the last decade?
Wow. You know, the clothing. I think waders and not necessarily Gore-Tex, but, you know, any of those new Gore-Tex insulate clothing that allow us to be more comfortable and to stay out there longer have probably been the most influential, I think, in getting people into waterfowl and enjoying it. I don't know about you, but I remember growing up in pretty much waterfowl hunting meant freezing your butt off, no matter how cold it was. And it was always uncomfortable, either, you know, in a duck blind or out in the flooded timber. And nowadays, the clothing is so good that I rarely ever get cold. I mean, it's got to really get down into single digits and be blowing hard. And even then, today's clothing is so good. It keeps you comfortable and keeps you out there.
While I agree with you, I must admit that I have yet to find that magical pair of socks that will keep my toes warm 100% of the time. But I think I might find it at the DU Sporting Expo, which is coming up at the end of the month. And it truly is an honor that Ducks Unlimited has asked me to MC the event. I am super pumped up. I can't wait for it to get here. Mike, what are you looking forward to the most regarding the upcoming festivities?
The thing that gets me fired up the most is meeting our volunteers and members and other folks that are out there duck hunting. And certainly with this expo, we're going to have some of the top named people in the industry. And folks are going to get a chance to just go up and talk with them. They're going to be at those booths and having seminars. And I think they're going to be real approachable. And that's really going to be quite enjoyable. That kind of got me fired up and looking forward to the event, along with some of the other things like the Duck Jam that we'll be holding. I'm really looking forward to seeing Roger Krager and Reckless Kelly play that Friday, and that should be really enjoyable as well.
After everything we've already discussed, we're going to add Roger Krager and Reckless Kelly to the mix. This is going to be one heck of a party celebrating the outdoor lifestyle, let me tell you. Well, Mike, we are out of time for this morning. I look forward to seeing you real soon, and thanks for being a part of the show this morning.
Cable, I certainly enjoyed it. I hope everybody down there in Texas comes on out on May 28th and 30th and joins us for the expo. I think they're going to have a great time, and they won't be disappointed.
Well, we've got to take a quick break, but before we do that, I have a confession to make. You might not have heard all of my visit with Ted Nugent. Have I been holding out on you guys? Find out next. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show on 95.3 The Range.
Oh, friend Ben, I'm glad to have you at my side.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Come experience the beef jerky outlet by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland. We carry the best jerkies, 8 different flavors of Sunland peanut butter, and a wide range of hot sauces and delicious salsas. Ever tried deep fried peanuts? They are so good you can eat the whole shell. We also have gourmet Wisconsin cheeses available to sample. You can also enjoy our edible crickets, worms, and scorpion suckers. So let the outdoorsman in you experience the beef jerky outlet for yourself. Check out our website at www.dallasjerky.com. Beef Jerky Outlet, located by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland.
The Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse combines an elegance and southern hospitality reminiscent of their famous South Texas ranch. I've had the signature buffalo filet, hands down the best steak I've ever eaten. Featuring a full menu of steak, seafood, and wild game, this is the steakhouse for the outdoorsman. Located in Dallas's historic West End District, call 214-744-3287 or visit them online at www.yoranchsteakhouse.com. Tell Tony you heard about them on the range and get 15% off your meal. Y.O. Ranch Steakhouse, the official steakhouse of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my family friend, Jerry Malzahn, over at Malzahn Landscape. Malzahn Landscape has been serving North Dallas, University Park, and Fort Worth for over 30 years and has done some of the finest landscapes in North Texas. Jerry currently has 200 beautiful specimens of red oaks, cedar elms, live oaks, and crepe myrtles that would make wonderful additions to any yard. For estate grounds maintenance or installation, call the premier landscape company in North Texas. The choice is simple, Malzahn Landscape. Call Jerry at 972-567-1950. That's 972-567-1950 today.
Who'd have thought we'll quit drinking drunk and the boys don't spare the rye? Well, it's time to switch to whiskey. We've been drinking beer all night.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. That's the Kyle Bennett Band covering a Cor Blund classic tune there. Now, before the break, I might have said something to the effect that I didn't let you guys hear the entire interview. And that is true, because we ran out of airtime that morning, but I was still recording my conversation with Ted with every intention of playing it at a later date. And so we're going to pick it up mid-conversation. Here it is, my in-depth interview with the Motor City Madman on bow hunting in the Lone Star State.
I got to talk about this. I love Texas. You feel the love.
I do.
Then how in God's name can Texas be the number one hunting state in the nation and be dead last bow hunting?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. I do know a lot of bow hunters in the Lone Star State, though.
Well, I'll tell you why. Texas has the fewest bow hunters per licensed hunter of any state in the nation, while at the same time it has more opportunities than probably all the other states for bow hunting because of the year-round hog and varmint hunting, the year-round exotic hunting, the unbelievable whitetail hunting and turkey hunting. I mean, Texas should be the number one bow hunting state. But the same problem that Toby Keith ran into is the same problem that is a curse in the state of Texas. And it's this simple, because a lot of people get angry when I say this, and that's tough. Toby Keith is a strong guy. He could snap my neck in a nanosecond. He could pull back a crowbar if he wanted to. But he has a 70-pound bow that he doesn't use those archery muscles for anything except drawing a bow, you understand?
Right.
And when he draws that 70-pound bow, he's got to lift it up in the air and grunt a little bit. Now, I know we got some big, tough cowboys out there that have 70-pound bows that don't have to lift them up in the air and grunt. But across the board, Cable, Texas is the dead last bow hunting state in the nation because the vast majority of guys in Texas who try to bow hunt have a bow that is far too powerful than they should have. And just to make it clear, my svelte, petite queen of the forest, Shemaine Nugent, shoots a 38-pound bow and kills everything that walks. Z zebra, kudu, eland, wildebeest, big hogs, impala and deer, and scimitar horned oryx, one arrow dead right now. People who watch The Spirit of the Wild see my beautiful wife, Shemaine, shoot that little girly pink bow. And her Martin is only set at 38 pounds, and she kills everything she shoots at. And the reason that Texas is dead last bow hunting is because the vast majority of guys in Texas attempt to draw back that 65, 70, 75, 80-pound bow. They alert the game, they make a bad shot, and they give up. Here's a statistic that should scare you. More Texans have bought bows than any other state, but they quit because they buy them too heavy. And the average archery shop in this state, in the great Republic of Texas, does not even have a bow that I would buy, because I shoot a 29-inch bow at 50 pounds max. Not a 70-pound bow relaxed to 50 pounds.
Right.
A bow that goes from 40 to 50, so it's maxed out and optimally efficient at 50 pounds. I love the hunting. I love the Texas spirit. It is the best. I could live anywhere in the world I want, and I do. I am a Texan. But I beg of you archery dealers, get bows that are lightweight for the kids, 15 to 20 pounds, that are 20 to 35 pounds for the gals, for grown-up gals. You can kill any deer that walks in Texas with 20 pounds. With a two-blade razor-sharp broadhead in the right spot. We have documentation. It happens all the time. More deer are wounded with heavy bows because drawing it creates such commotion that the animals are alert and they're ducking your shot. Damn it, he's right. I beg Texans, get lightweight bows. I kill everything, Cable, with 48 to 50 pounds. I got old buddies of mine who have been bow hunting all their life that killed deer every year with 40, 43, 45 pounds.
And
aim small, miss small, and be graceful when you draw that arrow. Grace and stealth is far more deadly than velocity and power.
You would know, because you were recently elected to the National Bow Hunters Hall of Fame. So
very
this
proud
advice
of that,
yes. is coming from a foremost authority on bow hunting. What was that experience like, being elected to the Hall of Fame, and in a lifetime full of awards and achievements? Where does this one fit in for you personally?
Well, you know, I merely get up every day to just live life to the fullest.
Right.
And when someone acknowledges that I've done something worthwhile, I am moved and humbled and inspired to try even harder. So to be in a bow hunting Hall of Fame with Fred Bear and Ben Pearson and Howard Hill and Bill Niggly and Ishii and Chief Compton and the world's greatest bow hunters that ever lived, I mean, I kind of recoil in horror that this goofy guitar player from Detroit who just loved to shoot rats and squirrels with his recurve deserves to be in such a hallowed Hall of Fame. But I thank everyone who voted for me. I thank the Hall of Fame, and I will once again put my heart and soul into promoting the sport in the most effective and powerful manner that I can with the media that I have access to and the different TV shows and my writings. You know, I'm very proud of the articles I write for Texas Fish and Game and Texas Trophy Hunters Magazine and about 30 other publications. But the reaction we get, my editors get a lot of letters saying how they're inspired by what they read that I write and what they see on the TV shows. And I think the Bowhunters Fame Board of Directors saw that, and they thought they'd give me an attaboy, and I truly appreciate it.
Well, there you have it, Ted's take on what is wrong with bow hunting and the Lone Star State. So take it for what it's worth. I just thought you guys might like to hear it. And Ted, if you're going to hang out with Toby Keith, I mean, maybe he's a great outdoorsman, I don't know, but if you're going to hang out with him, could you at least help him write some decent music so he doesn't keep sparing us all to death? We are out of time for this morning's show. Next week, it's federal duck stamp winning artist Scott Storm. Also joining the program, a South Texas helicopter hog gunner that I was able to track down. I'm looking forward to that. And Kevin Fowler will also be on the show. Thanks to our guest this week, Senator Wentworth, also Mike Checkett from Ducks Unlimited, and of course, Ted Nugent. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
It's New Year's Day here on the border, and it's all